Welcome back to About a Week Ago. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Mandy Fontaine.
What's groovy?
Man, I'm trying to look.
And John, why are you yelling at me? I was not downstairs when you just said something.
What are you talking about?
I was upstairs.
That was unfair. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, come on. Y'all don't know how to keep a professional at all.
Letting people know that you be yelling at me. Abuse me off air.
Oh. So, last night, Manny Fontaine, for some reason, I don't know why, you didn't wake yourself up. And they replayed it again, and I tweeted it this morning. I witnessed greatness last night, man. Sarah, I tried to tell Sarah to wait up for this.
Oh my gosh, she about to tell me that she better than MJ. Here it comes.
Yo, what?
Here it comes.
Let's save that MJ conversation because we could have it.
But it's coming.
It's coming. Beyonce returned to that stage at Coachella, man. And I think
how
she
was it vegan dancing? Was it?
I think she did more for HBCUs than the United Negro College Fund or Different World combined, man. That's how I felt.
Look at Jermaine's face.
John is stupid. John, you went to sleep praying to the beehive.
I was pledging. Whatever her fraternity or sorority was, I was going to pledge that BAK.
Okay.
I was ready. So she came out with this. Did you see any of the pictures? She had this Egyptian.
The pictures. I saw like a couple clips.
Man,
you couldn't get away from me. Y'all niggas acting like it was Christmas.
The band.
Like, y'all were crying. No, let me talk about. No, let me talk real quick.
Here we go.
Y'all on Twitter act like y'all saw.
Who was y'all? What did that tweet?
Listen,
on Twitter?
Jonathan, I can hear it in your voice.
All right.
I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah,
all right. Y'all saw Jesus walk. Y'all saw Jesus walk on 20. I don't know what else to say. I didn't have a joke. It just landed flat. But anyway, y'all saw the second coming of Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, what you saw last night was excellence. What you saw last night.
Talk that
no,
shit,
listen, what you saw last night was somebody who demands more of themselves and actually delivers.
Oh, Jonathan, when he go to work on Monday, this motherfucker's gonna run the school. Go ahead. She done got you turned. She got you lit. What we saw was excellence. Yo, black excellence is that.
She had 11 hour rehearsal days. Nobody missed a step. You watched it. Listen to me. You watched it and you was flabbergasted. You was like, you thought to yourself, where did they rehearse this? Where did they have the time? Who came up with everything? Because not in every song they did, the majority of the songs they did, they had the live band, right? The college marching band. But they were throwing things in there. There was Spooty Ooty Up Dopalicious. There was Tear It Up by Young One. That's who did Tear It Up, I believe. And then they put in Down For My Niggas. And then at one point they put in No More Playing GA. They put in Crucial Conflicts. Hey, just mixing it in with her songs. Man, I can't even
John
explain
about
it.
I wish we was doing video right now. John got one tear coming down his eye.
That's what I have.
It's like
telling the atheist that Jesus is real. That's what I feel like. Cause you not seeing it. You just ain't seeing
I'm
it right
just,
now.
Listen.
You're not seeing it.
Like, Jonathan is hype right now. I think you're going to really...
Listen,
you're doing this podcast. Y'all would have saw how Jonathan started this podcast. Let's go. Let's get this together.
It was she was on stage for 2 hours. I woke Sarah up for...
2 hours? You watched this?
Yes.
Well, we didn't expect it to be 2 hours.
Yeah. We didn't know. You know, she was on stage. I woke Sarah up. Sarah put her glasses on that I had took off the night before. I mean, previously, because that's what kind of guy I am. You know, she falls asleep in the glasses, you got to take the glasses off. She put the glasses on, she sat up there, and then halfway, she was like, this band is amazing. Halfway, she said, this is being wasted at Coachella. Halfway, she says, stop talking to me, I'm watching Beyonce.
That's right.
Did y'all make like Beyonce love afterwards?
Sarah turned her back to me, went to sleep.
You then, surfboard?
And then, speaking of which, so they did surfboard. I forgot, what would you mix a surfboard?
Cowabunga, dude.
All right. So the band started playing Swagsworth Surf.
Oh, shoot.
And I was disappointed, but not surprised that Coachella crowd didn't have Swag Surf with them. They was just holding up their phones. I said, y'all better. They was hitting it and they didn't even show you. You knew which way to go. The crowd didn't do it. I said, man, this is trash. Trash, 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 trash. So then this morning.
You were surfboarding in the bed.
Yes. This morning I woke up. Put on YouTube and it got replayed again. We sat down and ate breakfast and rewatched it. And Sarah watched another hour and a half of it.
Y'all already watched it twice.
Sarah watched more of it twice than I did. I've watched.
Because you didn't want to cry again. That's cool. That's real cute. That's
it was amazing.
John, yeah, Joe, you sound fucking adorable.
And this
adorable.
Is coming from somebody that's seen Beyonce three times. Yeah,
John, you sound fucking adorable. I just want you to know that. Man.
Just the work ethic. You got to admire the work ethic. I don't understand this. I don't Listen, know how you. Okay, what's a cardio routine? Yo, Beyonce is so amazing. Beyonce is so amazing that you get mad watching her. You're like, Jay, what the fuck? Who was you getting to better than this? What was you doing?
Oh shit! You want to square with Jay?
Yo, it don't make sense.
Oh,
it
don't
make it make sense. Make it make sense. This better be the same speech Manny Fontaine gives me if I cheat on Sarah. He'd be like, yo, what was you doing? Was you gonna get better than this? Make it make sense.
Judge just cleaned it up right there. That was great.
No, I'm just saying, make it make sense to me.
Yes, I mean, dang.
When your woman put in that much work.
Beyonce rocked y'all sucks. Y'all had a place with Beyonce.
I thought Sarah was going to have more to say. She just chilling on this
you,
right
cause
now.
You saying everything.
Oh
you're
my
like,
gosh,
you're
this
like,
is crazy.
John is basically like, this. It was amazing. Fuck it. Spectacular. Wonderful. Splendiferous. Everything. Everything.
Jonathan got some Daisy Dukes on right now. I just want everybody to know.
I'm rocking the gray sweatpants and I'm banned from the gym for wearing. I got
lingerie. John got lingerie on, y'all. Dang, y'all are excited.
Best Coachella performance I've seen, and I've
best
seen
best performance ever.
It might be it was one of the performances.
Don't forget she was supposed to perform last year, but she was pregnant.
So she made up for it. Jay-Z came out to do Upgrade.
Deja vu.
Yeah, and I said, man, and she did Crazy in Love and Drunk in Love, but she chose that one.
Jay-Z had look all nappy.
Yeah, he had a bandana around it like Ja Rule.
He looked like he was backstage babysitting, and he was like, I'll come out for one song.
First of all, y'all didn't even bring Jay-Z up to like...
Yeah, Destiny Child, Reunited.
Oh, yeah, I heard they came out. So you cry about that? Did they do a, let me cater to you?
No, man, nothing slowed down because you got the marching band. So what did they end up doing?
They did they did Lose My Breath. They did Soldier.
Oh yeah, they did Soldier.
Let me lose my breath. That song was a joint. That was a joint.
And then Solange came out and did the old school dance with the part when she did Single Ladies. So they snapped on that. It was a family affair. It was
she
amazing.
Had the Lay twins back.
Yeah, Lay twins. One of the best parts is when they did
they had the what?
Lay twins are two tall dudes. When
with
they
the
did
afros and shit.
What's that song called? Party. We like to party. Mm-hmm. She didn't do that song. The marching band does that song, and then her background singers sing it. She's off stage, and they get this majorette, and she throws up the batons, and she bodies it. It was a real performance to the point where there's skits in it. Like she had the Bugaboos, and they were like the pleasure fraternities, and they made fun of them. She's like, "Make me laugh," and they try to do it. Did that make us laugh? No. Then they go into a song off that. It was dope.
Jonathan got a twinkle in his eye.
I got a pep in my step. A
yo, John's
in my eye.
Wig disintegrated. You know how some people say, man, my wig is snatched.
Yeah.
John's wig disintegrated.
That just was on.
Jonathan, woo.
Then I realized I didn't raise my daughter right.
Yeah, so Melissa was watching it, and she said, do you like Beyonce? She said, I could care less. And my heart broke, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
Did she say I could care less or
no,
I couldn't care less?
I meant to correct on that. I said, first of all, this couldn't care less. That could care less, but you know. She's 11.
Let kids be kids.
I don't know why Beyonce wasn't playing Beyonce all day, every day, so she would have known the songs.
Okay, let's get to the question then. MJ or Beyonce?
Why is that even a question?
It's not a question. It doesn't make any sense.
Because the way y'all, look, hold on. The way y'all are raving on.
Oh my God.
You got some nerve to be talking like this. And then when somebody says MJ versus Beyonce, why is that even a question?
Here's the thing.
Are y'all saying that it's not a question because Beyonce's way ahead of her?
No. What I'm saying is, who cares if somebody thinks Beyonce is better than Michael Jackson and vice versa? Does it matter? I'm not losing sleep over that.
I mean, but and you see
also, why am I going to give credit to an artist who barely performed in the United States?
That then you could argue he only had three great albums. Beyonce might have four out of her five.
I'm talking about entertainers. We're talking about
entertainers
on the stage. Oh,
on stage. I think Beyonce could probably make the argument Beyonce is a better. Name me a Michael Jackson show that's as good as that Beyonce performance from last night. You didn't see it, but Michael Jackson. Yeah, you're gonna be like, oh, the one he did in Moscow or whatever the other city was. He was out there. I said that show was enhanced because it's cut. We watch this live, and you get to see people crying. That's always good. You're always going to get the bonus for that.
I'm pretty sure you two were crying. I mean,
nobody was crying.
No, it was just really exciting. That's what it was.
But I don't, like I said,
like I
don't,
was real serious. Was that just, no, I wasn't crying. Shoot.
No. I don't care who you think is
but
better.
But it had, the thing with her performance, it had so much culture in it. Like, yeah, she paid homage to historically black colleges with that band.
There's a part in the middle of it, the very early beginning, she does unite the Negro National Anthem, lift every verse and sing. And she does it between Formation and Freedom. So that's the three blackest songs in her catalog. Well,
that's Freedom hard too.
Yeah, she didn't even do. Did Kendrick Lamar come out? No, but she did the blackest thing in front of a white audience.
All right, let's get to the next subject. Nicki Minaj. Does it look like Nicki Minaj got some work done?
Ha, like her boobs got bigger. No, it's her hips.
Her thighs too.
Her boobs are bigger.
Boobs got bigger though, and her thighs. She disappeared for that though.
Hold on, man. What you do?
This your shit, right?
This ain't your shit?
I'm not really. Hey, yo. Look like I'm going for a swim.
For a swim.
Dunk on him, now I'm swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Come on, man.
It was hard, it wasn't like.
Come on, man. Not Cardi off hard. Like, you know.
See, here's the thing.
How I looked at it, though. Like,
I realized, what could she have done? So, here's an easy way to answer the question, because it's hard for us three. We're not music executives. We're not in the industry, right?
We should be though.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should. But here's the thing: we know her catalog. So, what song in her catalog, if it never had came out, you'd be like, this would have been the one. If she would have came back with Chirac, Boss Ass Bitch at this time, before we have heard it, what song do you think would have been the one? Because I always say that with Meek Mill. If Meek Mill didn't jump on, I think Drake's Energy, he has a video. Go look that up. He bodies it. I said, boy, if you were to say this for the diss, it would have been amazing. But you had did it beforehand. So what song you guys would have think that would have been amazing? Because to me,
because I felt like that was her play, though, right? Her play was to take No. Come on.
I thought
her
play was just to get back to rapping. Because that's all we did. Okay. Playing last year was
right after her album drops. Her play was to get back to rapping.
No, what she said. Get back to the bars. Getting back to the bars.
No, this is a play to take some of her air out. Like, no, it's my time. You know, like.
All right, many fun.
And it was, I mean, the songs were okay, but it's not like it stopped me from playing Cardi. You know, like, it was just
what,
like.
What would have stopped you from playing Cardi? What
something
could she have
super
done?
Super dope. Like, things like that can happen, though. Like, something could take me away from my album. Like,
She dropped Chirac today, the way she had came on that beat. Would you have been like, oh, man, this is the one?
I think she's trying to. I think this Cardi fight for her is almost. I don't think she can win this, man. Because you know what? Cardi is. If you look at that album is so catchy. Every song was a hit, almost. Like, when has Nicki Minaj had an album like that, ever?
I do think that it's pretty pre-calculated that Cardi's album dropped, she drops these two songs, and then she does that interview saying that she was hurt by Cardi B. Like, that's all really calculated.
What she said in the interview, that she was hurt by Cardi B, why?
That, because Cardi B knew that the reason why that she wasn't at the video was because her hairdresser wasn't there. And I was like, all right, whatever. But then she said, you know, Cardi B never showed her genuine love until this last interview that she did with Ebro on Beast One. And so she's like, you know, if any person I looked up to had did a song with me, I'd have been showing genuine love from jump. And it just, I felt like she was in the position that Lil' Kim was in 5-6 years ago, when she's like, man, Nicki don't ever show me love. Blah blah, but
she also said that Nicki Minaj changed her verse.
Yeah,
or she said that she had never heard Nicki Minaj's verse and she changed it or something like that.
But then Nicki said, "You or your label asked me to change the verse." Because remember the Motorsport verse where she was like, "If Quavo's QB, then I'm Nick Lombardi."
Yeah,
well, the original was, "If Cardi's QB, I'm Nick Lombardi." Kind of sound like you sonning her though.
Oh, yeah. Of course that is.
Yeah.
That's a diss right in the middle of the, what's called?
What's more of a diss, that one or when Cannabis asked to use the mic on LL Cool J's arm and they got Cannabis kicked off the song?
I don't think. See, I thought that was paying homage.
Let me borrow the mic.
Yeah, rip it off. Like, what are you supposed to do? Say, lend it real softly.
unplug it and unwrap it and hand it over.
The beat was hard. Like, let me beat the mic on. And he went on to talk about other totally different shit. It wasn't like he was like, I'll show your ass. Old pop.
Yeah, baby, yo, the mic would never want to go back to your arm. It'd be attached to my balls or whatever.
Yeah, like, so that's, I think he went crazy on that.
All now, right, so this one, though. So, but why would Quavo be cool with it?
Because you know what? Saying that to Quavo was just like y'all being teammates almost. Like, it wasn't like.
Oh, to a woman, I guess.
Woman, yeah, it makes it more of a competition type of
thing. Well, her and Quavo cool because they was hanging out at Coachella or something, a Coachella party. I don't know if she's at Coachella.
No, they were actually at Coachella together.
So, and then. She did say, you know, I'm happy for Cardi and all that. So that's over. But people ran with that handle. I said, you should have gave him fire. But I'm not mad that she said it. I know a lot of people were like, man, Cardi took the high road. So why are you bringing it up? I said, those same people would have been the same ones if this got leaked later. Said, how come Nicki never told us how she really feels? She was just being fake then. Because she gets emotional. She starts crying. And then Zane Lowe was like, no, Nicki, we want this to be a party. We got to, I said, yo, stop. Let her go in. Because she was about, it seemed like she was just going to go harder and harder. But he's like, no, let's remind the people it's about the music. I was like, all right, Zane.
Oh, shit.
All right, Zane. I'm over.
I can't wait till this is over with. Really. Really, I just want this to just die out.
But she said the album is ready. She says the best album. Remember, but she told us this.
How come I just feel like whenever Nicki comes out, she's not releasing music? Like, she's actually competing with people. Like, that really gets to me. She's always like, this other rap bitch can't wear my crown. And I'm like, yeah, you say that all the time.
Then I don't like how everybody kissing everybody's ass, like, really, on Instagram. They have to choose sides. Like, somebody's Cardi.
Why did you support both?
I know. Like, that's what you should do. But, like, I think it's like... They're choosing one side or the other, and I just think that's weird.
I'm choosing Kamaya. I'm bumping Kamaya Slide. That's the song. You know that song? There we
go. No.
All right. She said the album's done. She said this is her best album ever.
I think everybody says it.
Yeah. What does that mean? Yeah. But remember earlier she said she's going to make a classic. And I said to myself, I don't see how this album is a classic if these two songs are on there. But she didn't confirm that these two songs were on the album. Because she didn't want to go into the Meek Mill talk too much because she says she's got a documentary coming and she's going to go, she might be going into that on the album about how she feels about his, you know, him being.
She going to talk about Nas too? We going to get it all?
Maybe. But it was weird because she brought up the judge and she's like, the judge has been cool. She's done everything we asked. Meek knows that. So she said that's why I won't badmouth the judge. So the judge not corrupt. Why even bring up the judge? Because they ain't definitely not going to ask you about the judge. Speaking of Meek Mill, though, are we done with Nicki? Did you like Barbie Tings?
Yeah, I like that one. I mean, I don't have a problem with neither one, really. But it's not like something I'm going to run back and play. I don't really care about it. I ain't trying to hear it in the club. Nah.
Chun-Li in the club, in a New York club. I feel like Chun-Li got to be.
Only in New York.
You really like that song.
I like the drums. Really. Yo, shout out to the producer, Chevy. He did both of those songs.
I really believe in Chun-Li.
That those drums.
You're going to be the only person at the club talking about, yo, can you play that Chun-Li?
No, man. I'm working on a Chicago club. No, a New York club, man. I feel like they are vibes to that song. Man, you hate me.
No, John. No club. It's not a club banger. Neither one of them are, really.
All right.
If you really want to be honest with you.
So says the Manny Fontaine.
Drake did better than that with what you say now?
Nice for what? Yeah. I'm going to be nice for what for the nigga. Somebody said Drake has made a career out of women being mad at women not being nice to him.
That's so funny.
He turns it around. Why everybody visiting Meek Mill like he's Nelson Mandela or Martin Luther King or somebody?
I don't know why.
You guys knew that was going to happen
the
when
Philly mayor, the Patriots. 76ers owner, the Patriots owner, Kraft. I said, what is going on here?
Well, I think that you guys knew that was going to happen because everybody had an issue when he went to jail anyway. They thought that it was wrong that he was going back to jail.
I didn't think rich white men were going to show up. All right. He might be getting out on Monday, they said. Look. Here's the thing. Now all these rich white wealthy people are saying we got to change our justice system. So if Meek Mill never went to jail, we was gonna keep it the same.
I mean, the prison system is just
out of all these black dudes that done got shot unlawfully.
What are we? This is the one.
I mean, I guess if it is, we'll be happy with it, though.
I mean, yeah, if this, but I'm.
It took somebody famous to go to jail.
I don't care. Yes, we'll be happy with the win. But like,
yo, just this week, what the two things were the kid in Detroit. knocked on the door and almost got shot at, and then those kids at Starbucks.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I said, man, y'all don't understand, boy. It's scary to be black. I'm up here. We was watching Ultimate Homes Hawaii. I'm saying, Sarah, we got to get there. I don't hear nothing bad coming out of Hawaii. That's
why you tweet about that.
Let me see what else I got on my list, man. The list for who run it is getting too long.
Lil
Uzi Vert is on there. He's dissing Rich the Kid. I don't even know why they got beef.
About the plant?
I don't have the Rich the Kid.
I thought you was moving around to get to it. I'm like, please don't.
No. Azealia Banks. Did anybody see this?
What, that she talked about she low-key just got raped?
Yeah. She did.
She done an Instagram story.
Yeah, then took it down. So, let me see.
I just feel like so dirty and like stupid right now, you know? I was just like hanging out and like one thing led to another.
I don't want to hear that, man.
So, here's the thing. She better be telling the truth, dude. Cause she's out there with Bow Wow with the back and forth, and she didn't put out a person's name because what bothers me is not I shouldn't say that. What bothers me is I hope to God she went to the police too. Like I don't understand our society that wants to go to social media and tell people first.
Yeah, I don't understand crying with your phone in your hand.
I don't. But the screen was black.
But
people do that, and I don't get that. Yeah. I said, y'all, you got these tears. You want to hold this camera up and hit the send? And man, all right, you know it's different. But look, I hope everything is well with Azealia Banks.
Yeah, I do too.
She seems to be been rocking pretty well for the past couple of months, and this would be devastating. I'm not believing anything Bow Wow say anymore. I got halfway through that interview.
That interview was hilarious. Charlamagne the guy was clowning the shit out of him.
Yo, he had just joke. Did Janet Jackson say that she wanted to be with
nuts? But they were so bad jokes. Like, I'm like, why Bow Wow's not catching on? He was answering them all.
He asked them all legitimately. Did you finish it out?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sure,
all right. They didn't bring up Erica Mena, right?
They did.
They said her name?
No, they didn't say her name.
Okay, that's what I thought. I've heard of because the first part I heard was, do you fall in love in relationships and do you find it hard to trust? But I said, Envy, you're asking this question. Why don't you ask what happened with Erica Mena? You can fix your lips to say the word.
It was going towards that way, and then he was just like, well, we ain't gonna say her name, but you see what she doing now. See, everybody I ever broke up with, they doing bad. He did that. Like, they doing bad now. He said, except for Sierra, he said, that's the only one. Everybody else that, he said, then he finally put his baby mama in there. He's like, my baby mama's doing good too. Like,
that he doesn't talk to.
He hasn't talked to for 2 years, but then it showed on Instagram that he was trying to get back with her like a year ago.
Yeah, he lied.
I said, why are you?
He says, oh, we only go through a grandmother. I said, talked to this lady. And they tried to call him out, like, why would you not? Well, it's just better that
because
way.
Because he wants to, he's mad at her. Like, it was just like, watching him talk was like seeing anybody be mad at the mother of their child talk and just be crazy about it, because he was just like, I ain't talked to her in 2 years.
We should get a running list together
of what?
Of men who have brought in quote unquote new women, and those new women have gone on to other rappers and athletes. We got Kanye with Amber Rose, Chris Brown with Karrueche, Bow Wow with Joy Chavez, whatever her name is. Is there any more to add to this list of these guys saying, thank God you brought a new chick in. We didn't know who she was.
Who cares? They just put them in a rotation.
I know that. This is what the list is about, Sarah J. We're just saying, because these are the ones we always say get mad. They're like, oh, see, this is why we don't do new girls. We just mess with these Kardashian and Jenners because they're already here.
Nobody yeah, man. No, no. But the interview was wow.
I'm surprised so many women are willing to mess with Bow Wow, because he seems like he's just full of shit.
First of all, he has the body of a 12-year-old. like, he just never really developed, you know? Like,
it's like he was a gymnast his whole life.
You know, and then he's childish, too. Like, the way he talks, the way he speaks, you know, like, it's just like, brother, you have this whole... He's like, you know, my girl, she ain't never been to Vegas. So we just jump on a plane, go to Vegas.
So what? I can do that shit.
And I said, why would you... That's embarrassing for you, your girl, to say she ain't never been to Vegas. And, like, as in that, like, no, that's a place she couldn't get to or something.
No,
like,
it's embarrassing for him to put that out there. Because when I met Sarah, I've never been to Vegas.
No, I'm saying, I've never been to Vegas, but it's not like, you be like, Jermaine, you can't afford to go, or you just, like, no, I could easily go.
He shouldn't have put that out there as if, yo, I took her to Vegas.
Like, it's a hard destination. Paris is something that you may be Rome, you know, somewhere, like, where you can be like, oh, you know, a lot of people don't get to go to Spain or something like that, you know, like.
Unless she went, you know, unless it was Vegas during Vegas Memorial Day and New York New Year's, or Vegas for Fight Night. Those are like three things.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I never been there. You know, ringside. Oh yeah. I took her to that. I made sure she went to that. But I understand what you're saying. But I'm done with Bow Wow.
All right, let's move on.
No, I'm done. Period. Like, I'm like, man, we still giving this dude time? Like, I'm trying to see if anything broke today. Watch Beyonce. Like, who got it? Because every time somebody put this Beyonce thing up here, it's been taken down. They're like, watch this epic. Oh, somebody got it. Maybe Monday, I'll send you the link.
Let me
go ahead and say this. It's in two parts, but yeah. So first part was 59. Oh, did anybody hear the J. Cole NBA commercial?
Yeah, I did.
It was a pretty good. It's more of a. It seemed like his flow didn't go with that beat, but it's more of a poem. It was pretty good. Oh, Donna Glover. He's going to be on Saturday Night Live, and he'll be Childish Gambino, too.
And Childish Gambino.
Yeah. Nice, so he's going to be the host in the performing act.
Yep.
So let's see.
That's not until May 5th, though.
Yep.
That's like 3 weeks away.
Let's see. Charlie Wilson owns both the Hot Gospel Songs and Adult R&B Songs chart. Good for him. The Weeknd didn't cry during his Coachella. I think he cried during Privilege, and everybody's like, what does Selena do to him? But he could just be doing the Michael Jackson freak car.
He was with a whole new chick. He was with Justin Bieber's other ex now.
Oh, well, okay, yo, he got to stop if that's the case.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to really stop. I did see SZA performance. It was okay. I don't know if anything else. Oh, Kanye West came to Twitter for like a hot second to make fun of some Nike shoes. I think he's still activated, but he deleted it. And I think that might be it, guys.
All right.
You know, we had a short week.
That's cool.
All right.
So,
Manny Fontaine, you're not doing the Chun Li thing. What song right now you feeling?
What have I been listening to lately?
I just heard Elena Baraz. Oh, what's the song called? But she's like, I want to put my weight on you. I didn't know she was Russian. From Cleveland, Ohio.
So, bitch, why are you Russian?
Okay. Sarah J, you listen to anything?
I haven't listened to anything.
You went to the gym yesterday. What was on your playlist? Damn, this was just yesterday.
I still been bumping that Tink.
I think that's on the charts too.
Nope, I listened to Cardi B yesterday.
All right, Cardi B,
G Herbo.
He's the one. We gotta thank for all these Who Run It remixes. I did want to check out Rick Ross. He jumped on Gummo. That's his first track since been banned back. Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
I want to hear that.
All right, at One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine. Until next time, guys, peace.
Peace.